Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 7th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Police say they now think a missing 5-year-old girl in Sumter was killed at the same time as her mother. Sumter Police spokeswoman Tanya McGirt said 28-year-old Dante Maurice Johnson is trying to help police find Nevaeh Lashie Adams' body. Authorities say Johnson was arrested Monday after he was seen running away from the apartment where a family member found the body of 29-year-old Cherie Bradley. Police haven't said how she was killed. McGirt said Johnson is also a suspect in a homicide in Missouri but didn't provide details. Johnson is charged with murder. Two people have been arrested in Colleton County, charged with murder in the death of a teenager with special needs. Authorities say she may have been left in the car for hours. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Larry King and Rita Panglygan are being held in the Colleton County Detention Center. This after investigators responded to a call late Monday about a child left in a vehicle on Low Country Highway. They say they found the 13-year-old girl lying outside the car when they arrived. She was pronounced dead at the scene. No word on the cause of death. Bond has been denied for both suspects. Rita Panglygan works for the Colleton County School District. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Nissan Motor Company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to the estate of a North Augusta 18-year-old who died in a crash of a car that lacked side curtain airbags. The state newspaper is reporting that Nissan and the estate of Ashlyn Overton settled yesterday. Overton's estate will receive just over $776,000 and the lawyers about $675,000. Overton was a rising senior in 2017 when an oncoming vehicle veered into her lane, hitting the front bumper of her 2016 Nissan Versa and causing the rollover crash. Overton was ejected from the car. Overton's estate attorney, Chris Moore, says side curtain airbags weren't installed in her vehicle, which may have prevented fatal head trauma. Nissan attorney Kevin Malloy says no law required side airbag installations at the time of the crash. Parents at a Catholic school in Columbia say they're angry they weren't told until weeks after a student's arrest that he had made a video in which he threatened to shoot people at the school. Officials at the Cardinal Newman School say the videos were made in May, but that they weren't made aware of them until July. The teen was expelled a few days later on July 15th. Parents were told on July 30th after the state newspaper published a story. Police charged the teen on July 17th after finding a second video in which he threatened the school. Author and Pulitzer winner Toni Morrison has died at the age of 88. Her work spanned decades and focused on African-American life and culture. South Carolina Public Radio's Felicia Eady reports on how Morrison's work today plays a role in South Carolina's education and reflection of the Atlantic slave trade.
On Sullivan's Island, there is a 6-foot-long black bench. It faces the Intracoastal Waterway. The bench was placed there 11 years ago through a partnership of the Toni Morrison Society and the Mitchellville Preservation Project. It's a part of the Bench by the Road series, inspired by a comment Morrison made in a 1989 interview about the lack of monuments where people could go and contemplate slavery. Fort Moultrie tells the story of the island's role as an entry point and quarantine station for West Africans brought to the Carolina colony during the Middle Passage. The Sullivan's Island Bench was the first installed. Others are in Ohio, Paris, and Washington, D.C. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.